Welcome to the Lenten podcast series brought to you by epostle.net. We're so glad you've decided to take this 40-day journey with us. This season, we'll be focusing on the Bazarak. Each podcast will delve into a particular aspect of the divine liturgy. As a listener, you can use these daily messages to meditate on the spiritual significance of the liturgy throughout the week. We hope each podcast provides you with the spiritual nourishment for the soul during your travel through the Lenten season. This podcast is part of the expanding vision of the In His Shoes mission.
After the words of institution, the people sing a hymn directed to the Father. He who sent his Son unto death for us, recounting that his blood is shed for us. Meanwhile, the priest is recounting the actions of our Lord in the life-saving drama of the Passion. He remembers that Christ broke the bolts of hell, making known to us the true God, the God of the living and of the dead. He takes the chalice in his hands and recounts the redemptive activity of Christ, his suffering, his life-giving crucifixion, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension, and his sitting at the right hand of the Father. He further confesses the awesome and glorious second coming of Christ. Raising the gifts, he offers them to the Father, saying, Yevoskuisikoyots kesmadutsanek, and thine of thine own, unto you we offer from all and for all. These words give us an opportunity to reflect on all the tangible universe and its glory. Everything that we offer to God is already His. After all, every creature and all of creation is His. If by chance in our human weakness our egos are raised, here is the reminder of our humble offering. The people respond to this proclamation by praising God, Haminaini, that is, always and in all things the Lord is blessed and praised. The priest then offers the prayer of humble access. In this prayer, the priest articulates that it is not because of ourselves, but by the grace of God that we are saved. The priest thus prays, We praise you and give you thanks, O Lord our God, who having passed over our unworthiness, has made us ministers of this awesome mystery. Not by reason of any good works of our own, but ever taking refuge in your overflowing forbearance. The congregation then sings a hymn directed to the Son of God, Vortias Duzo, during which the blessings of the Holy Spirit are requested in the process of transformation. Let us take a break today in our Lenten journey to reflect on all that has transpired just before the most solemn transformation of the bread into the actual body and the wine into the actual blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To facilitate our meditation, let us contemplate on one of the parables that our Lord uses to instruct us. It is the parable of the dishonest steward, a man who is caught in a scandal and uses his worldly knowledge and means to find a comfortable way out of his dilemma. In this world, we use our talents and the tools before us to work through the problems of life. The grace of God is not based on our works, but on the faith that we have in His redemptive power. Here we must acknowledge that the world in which we live is very real and has its own rules, order, and therefore has its own limits. God is limitless, and herein enters the concept of grace. This is the free and unmerited favor of God. Our salvation is directly linked to God's goodness and His grace. Recount today the preparedness and the prayers that we have journeyed through during this first half of the Lenten journey. And be thankful for this very special place in which you find yourself. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join me again tomorrow as we continue on the Lenten journey into the Divine Liturgy.
Thank you for joining us for the Lenten Journey series. We hope you've been blessed by this podcast. These podcasts and all of our work is made possible through your generosity. Please keep us in your prayers, be mindful of the needs of this ministry, and donate generously. Also, please take a moment to tell your friends and loved ones about epostle.net by sending them a link to our website. That's Apostolic Evangelism for an Expanding and Electronic Universe. For Father Voskin and the Epostle crew, this is Susie inviting you to join us again next time as we continue our series on the Divine Liturgy.